Hello. Okay, so thanks so much for the opportunity. So yeah. May I have your name, please?
Yes, John Contreras.
Could you spell that for me?
Yeah, J-O-H-N, last name C-O-N-T-R-E-R-A-S.
Thanks so much. So the first question is, where do you commonly gather your food?
I'd say Pick and Save, Aldi, Myers. Myers is pretty cool. I like how, I don't know, they like the setup itself. It's not too large, not too small, but it's got a lot of things there. Yeah, mainly those locations.
Could you describe your journey to those places? Like, how often did you go there, and how did you go there?
Typically, I drive. I'll drive there with my family. We'll make it a whole family ordeal, possibly pick up coffee on the way there. Just like a really good restarting point for us during the week, you know? So, like, we drive there and... We try to hit multiple things at once, like if we need to get groceries as well as other toiletries or other items, maybe add in breakfast if we're feeling like fancy, you know, and on the way there, so that we're not hungry while we're getting groceries.
So how long does they take basically
to get to the location? It takes about, I would say, maybe 15 minutes, 10 minutes. We usually don't have to go too far unless we go to Trader Joe's, which, you know, I like Trader Joe's too because they got some cool produce and, like, interesting items. I like their lotion. And it's, like, not very long at all, less than 20 minutes.
So you basically go once a week or...
Yeah, I'd say about once a week, maybe two, usually 1 week, because we go through our food pretty regularly. You know, we like to make sure we eat the food we buy, so sometimes that leads us to doing is going every week. But yeah, I'd say maybe once a week, if not two.
Nice. So do you have a garden in your house or apartment?
I do not. There's a community garden not too far from my home, and I'd like to commit to it. I was a little late on that this year, so I'd like to next year. We've talked about getting a garden in our backyard. We'd love to have, like, grow our own fruit or vegetables or something, just anything. Really just haven't had the time, honestly, or the guidance to do it. Like, I have no idea what I'd be doing.
Could you tell me more about your experience with the community garden?
Yeah, so I ride my bike past it very often. that's the most extent that I have with it. But again, like, I've always wanted to do it. Everywhere I've lived in Milwaukee, there's been a community garden not too far from it. And I've always, like, I'd like to commit to that. Again, I just haven't had the time or the guidance, but that's just an excuse. I really would like to commit to it in some way at some point.
What's the name of the community garden?
I'm not sure what it's called. It's by the Urban Ecology Center by Menominee River. So it's the community garden when you get on the trail. Just if you keep walking on the trail, you'll see it. But yeah, I don't know what it's called.
So if you have a chance, what are you going to grow in your garden? And could you describe your dream garden?
Yeah, I'd love tomatoes. I'd love peppers. That'd be great. I'm a fan of peppers. Like, I eat peppers all the time. To grow my own and feel proud of them, that'd be great. And tomatoes, I don't know, tomatoes go with everything. They go on burgers, they go in salads, they go, I don't know, I feel like tomatoes would be great. And then if I wanted to throw them at people, I'm ready to go. So tomatoes seem like the best thing for me to grow.
Nice. So when you think of trust, what is the taste or recipe that came to mind?
Sorry, when I think of...
Trust or comfort.
I think of trust.
Yeah, or comfort. What's
trust
the comfort
like food?
Yes.
Oh, food.
Okay. Or to people. Yeah.
Oh, people. Yeah. When I think of trust, I think of, I don't know, just being able to be myself with someone, and I guess that's my relationship with my community as well. I want to feel like I'm comfortable and I can be vulnerable with my neighbors or whoever. So building trust to me is like allowing myself to be vulnerable and be, I guess, my most authentic self without having to filter myself or deny parts of my identity. But I think, yeah, building trust, it's being that person, being close.
Nice. So is there any food or recipes that give you this kind of feelings or help you to building trust?
You know, I think I would say just anything homegrown. I think for me, it's like we do have neighbors that do grow things in their yards. And I don't know, I feel like that's a level of trust that they give me. Like, they're like, oh, we would like you to have some of our cucumbers because we grew these and we want to share it with our community, and that builds trust with me. And I trust them, they trust me, I believe. So I don't know, sharing of grown foods is a nice gesture of trust.
Nice. So is there any other food that is special to you, and why?
Foods that are special to me, let's see. I guess in a general sense, like, I like local foods, whether that's restaurants or coffee shops and things like that. I feel like supporting our own neighborhoods and our local economy is a huge aspect of being a part of that neighbor, like being in the neighbor. And I guess it's just, I'd like to continue to purchase and order and get food that's within my community, because it supports a business and it supports a person, and it encourages growth. And if they're growing their own food, even better, right?
So is there any, you can name one or two restaurant or coffee shop you go?
I love New Line Community Cafe. That's over on near 35th and National area. Love that place. They've got some really good drinks and pastries and such, and great community, to be honest. And also, let's see, my other favorites, man, there's so many. I have a long list. I like Chucho's Red Tacos. That place is delicious. Also local, you know. I have a whole list, but yeah, those are two that I could think of right now.
That's great. And also, the last question, is there any like family recipes, or there's any like recipes from like maybe grandparents or parents?
Yeah. I do have a family recipe for tortillas. I don't know it offhand. I have it on a piece of paper at home. My grandmother made it, and it's like one of those things when I'm able to create my own tortillas instead of buy them. I don't know. I feel like I'm still in contact with my grandmother, who's no longer alive, but like I, you know, it's a way to honor her and remember her.
Great. Thanks so much for sharing.
Yeah,
thanks.
Absolutely. I hope that was what you wanted.